front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I will be taking your calls over the next 2 hours, as well as getting into all of the just massive bombshell news across the entire world. Of course, the Ukraine war, some very interesting developments there. And still, the fallout from the Durham report continues to spiral. But first, here's the latest from Greg Reese. You can find it at band.video.
The Cloward-Piven strategy was developed by Richard Cloward and Francis Piven in the 1960s. It outlines a strategy for radical social change by way of abusing the system to the point of destruction.
You know, we were associated with the social work tradition, which said that the programs worked as they were supposed to work. But they didn't work as they were supposed to work. And it was out of that realization, that insight, that we developed the strategy to end poverty, which called for a massive mobilization of social workers and lawyers and organizers to get people the benefits to which they were entitled. We were proposing a kind of movement that demanded what people were already entitled to by law, by regulation, by propaganda.
The primary goal of the Cloward-Piven strategy is to create a political and economic crisis that would destroy capitalism and lead to the implementation of a socialist system with a guaranteed income. The strategy involves enrolling large numbers of people into the welfare system, as many people as it takes to overwhelm and strain the system until it collapses. Everyone enrolled into the welfare system is also used as an army to carry out the destruction of the current system. They are registered to vote and instructed on how to vote. They are organized and mobilized and made to appear as grassroots organizations demanding more from the system. The ideal outcome of the Cloward-Piven strategy is to collapse the current system. According to their theory, this will compel the government to implement a universal basic income, which would then shift the U.S. towards a more socialist system with increased government control over the economy. Everyone is being encouraged to do it. Burn it down is the new sexy ring. In high school, they compare it to the American Revolution.
The Cloward-Piven strategy is a political gambit designed to overwhelm the American government by placing so many demands on the bureaucratic structure that it collapses. It's sort of a shock and awe campaign, a surprise attack on entrenched systems meant to force major changes to the ways that things are handled by the government. It may be messy, but it does harken back to a fundamental ideology of the American Republic. If it ain't fixed, break it.
All of this explains the likes of AOC.
What people like AOC are doing, what the squad is doing, is really very important, very important. But at the same time, there is this movement which is so big. It's, some people say it's the biggest movement in American history. It's hard to know because it's hard to measure a movement. But it is big and it is interracial and it penetrates into every small town. I now am in upstate New York. The town I'm closest to has maybe 2,000 people. You know, we have little demonstrations in front of the post office for Black Lives Matter. And this is Trump country. Nevertheless, there is a Black Lives Matter demonstration. So it's a very potent and important moment in American political development. And we have to make the most of it, because if we don't, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be good.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, that is the latest from Greg Reese. You can find it on band.video, the Cloward-Piven strategy, just one of many strategies being wielded against American citizens. Stay with us.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the information war here in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much for being here with us. We have more than enough to discuss today, everything from the downfall of Bakhmut in Ukraine and developments on the ground there to the continued fallout of the Durham report, which I think is where we will start now, although we're also going to try to take a slightly wider angle view as we talk about all of this stuff and try to reorient ourselves, not to get lost in the weeds and mixed up in all of the nonsense on a day-to-day basis, but really pull back and understand how truly epic all of this is, and that so much of what's going on that may seem inexplicable, bizarre, without reason or purpose, is actually all driving towards one singular desire of the elites, which is to, simply put, live forever, and what that looks like, and why that's an intrinsic part of humanity since the dawn of our awakening. So we'll try to cover the full scope and scale of the singular, I like to think of it as a singular conspiracy. You could call it maybe the unified theory of conspiracy, that all of these separate things all actually have one purpose in mind, and it is the fulfillment of the, well, promise of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But let's stick with the Durham report and what it has revealed. Just tons of articles about this, interesting statements about it, even from people that typically we show videos of them because of how utterly blind they are to the corruption in Washington, D.C. Even they, like Chuck Todd, NBC, is saying maybe it's time for another church committee hearing. Maybe it's time for another one of those. The only problem with that, in my opinion, is that when the church committee hearings happened, nothing actually changed. I mean, you had one or two executive orders saying, hey, CIA, let's try not to kill any other leaders of foreign countries anymore. Just a suggestion. Of course, they ignored that entirely. So I don't know how much another church committee hearing would really serve us. Chuck Todd calls for full-scale probe into the FBI, says trust in the Bureau is eroding left and right. Well, I mean, that's one way to put it. I guess the other way to put it would be that the very existence of the FBI and its current manifestation is an existential threat to our very country, certainly our way of life and our founding principles. So yeah, maybe we should have a committee. Maybe a little meeting is in order. RFK Jr. went on a podcast with Dave Smith to talk about the Durham report, or at least they did talk about it while he was there. Stories at InfoWars, RFK Jr. downloads on Durham report saying 50 top-level CIA agents agreed to collaborate in a project to fix the election. Democrat presidential candidate points out how the transcripts of the conversation the CIA and FBI agents were having, acknowledging what they were doing was wrong and it had no basis. Let's go now to this video. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dave Smith discussing these bombshell findings of the Durham report. Again, the story's at InfoWars.com. Let's go now to clip number five.
The Democrats don't like, and the mainstream media is not really talking about the Durham report. For me, because I've been concerned for so many years about, you know, about the CIA's illegal, propagandizing American people, which it's not legally allowed to do. That report is appalling. Yeah. And it's not just the report and the guy who did it, which you can say, okay, you know, he had some motive or whatever, but, you know, it's the transcripts of the conversations that the CIA and FBI agents were having, where they were acknowledging that what they were doing was wrong, that it had no basis. And so you have the CIA coming in, 50 CIA, top-level CIA agents who agree to collaborate in a project to fix an election. Yeah. And to discredit one of the candidates. And, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he was a good president. But people are allowed to disagree with that. And I can be friends with people who don't agree with me. And I can listen to their point of view. And, you know, we need to apply rules across the board.
Yeah, well, I completely agree.
We can't just say it's okay to shut up Donald Trump. It's okay for CIA agents to, you know, to fix an election against him.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable how many people have this binary thinking, because I'll say something about this, like how horrible this whole, you know, Russian investigation was. And people would be like, oh, so you love Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I think Donald Trump was a horrible president on many fronts. I think I will never forgive Donald Trump for funding the Saudi war in Yemen. I will never forgive Donald Trump for blowing up budgets in the reckless way that he did. And I will never forgive him for keeping Fauci as the head of the task force through all of 2020.
Or however, locking down the whole country?
Yeah, and supporting it, at least, as the governors were doing it. However, I can also look at the information here and go, look, it's pretty clear that this was a frame job. And what you have here is the intelligence agencies framing the sitting president of the United States for treason.
What I don't understand is how the revelations from the Durham report don't cast everything that you think you know about Trump in a different light. And, you know, maybe Dave Smith is not aware, maybe he's forgetting. You know, Trump wanted to fire Fauci, and every single member of the COVID task force said, if you fire one of us, the rest of us will quit. So, you know, they sort of extorted him. They sort of blackmailed him. Like, how do you not take what happened with the Durham report, understand the investigations that he was under, the intense pressure, the fabricated scandals constantly beleaguering his entire presidential, you know, term in office? How do you not look at all of his actions through a new lens of, okay, now we fully understand the true level of weaponization of these spy departments, whether it's the CIA or the FBI or the NSA or the DHS or any of the other three-letter agencies that are destroying this country, and understand that it was an impossible task he had set before him. Now it's a little bit more clear just how thorough we need a revamping of the American governmental system. But it seems like everything should be put in an entirely new perspective. Roger Stone wrote a story on this. It's a Gateway Pundit. How John Durham documented the biggest illegal dirty trick in U.S. history and why no one will be held responsible. He notes that federal officials, including CIA Director John Brennan, FBI Director James Comey, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein all knew that the so-called Steele dossier, which alleged that Donald Trump had been entertained by Russian ladies of the evening doing unspeakable things, once occupied by President Obama's Moscow hotel suite, were entirely unsubstantiated and false. Even outside of the context that we know this in, the revelation that they would do something like this and the assumption that they've done many, 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 many other things like this should really put everything you thought you knew about the American government in a whole new perspective if you were unaware this was happening in the first place. See, this doesn't really change our perspective because it's just acknowledging what we've known to be true the entire time. It's a little bit of a coloring in, a filling in of the details when we had the wider picture from the beginning. And in the next segment, we'll get into and sort of dig down, because this is layer upon layer upon layer of deceit and deception, right? You might start with the Robert Mueller investigation up here, and that was its own hodgepodge of scandals and made up nonsense to stop Donald Trump from doing anything positive for the American people. But that was based off the Russia investigation, which was based off the false information from Hillary Clinton that was pushed by Hillary Clinton to cover up for the emails server that she had that she wasn't allowed to, that was only being used because of the illegal activity she was engaged in with the wars in the Middle East and transferring Stinger missiles. Like, do you understand just how far this rabbit hole goes? Just what a tangled web we're being trapped in right now? Because we'll get into it. We'll start from the very beginning, at least more towards the beginning. Because even as we talk about Benghazi and the reason that she had the email server in the first place, that in and of itself is just another section of the Warren, if you will, as we go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, chasing the end of this corruption, which seems absolutely and totally endless. So we'll get into it from the top on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get into the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. I, of course, host the morning show, The American Journal, where we take your calls every weekday morning from 8 to 11 a.m. band.video. I mean, just the number of stories we have to cover today. Jeffrey Epstein allegedly threatened Bill Gates, exposing an affair with a Russian bridge player. Didn't realize. Okay. Yeah, there's just a lot to talk about in that. New York Attorney General leads coalition advocating for protection of trans athletes. The cheaters. It's another thing that another theme we're latching onto, at least on American Journal. Just the fact these people are just shameless cheaters. Like, there's something wrong with them. Nobody should feel like, I don't know. There's just something wrong, like morally wrong with them. If you go from like 200th place amongst the men's, and then you're standing on the podium in first place with the women, and you feel like you've like achieved something when you know you're just cheating, like there's something wrong with you. Something very wrong with you. But it goes on and on. We have to talk about Ukraine today. We'll be opening up the lines for your phone calls. And it just goes on and on. But of course we're talking about the Durham report, not because the Durham report necessarily came out with anything that we didn't have an inkling of already, but because of the true scope and scale that it represents, it exposes. And we can go all the way back to the Benghazi attack. This was a write-up from Jeff Hugh on Twitter. He says this, here's the real story. Ambassador Stevens was sent to Benghazi to secretly retrieve U.S.-made Stinger missiles that the State Department had supplied to Ansar al-Sharia in Libya without congressional oversight or permission. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had brokered the Libya deal through Ambassador Stevens and a private arms dealer named Mark Turry, but some of the shoulder-fired Stinger missiles ended up in Afghanistan, where they were used against our own military. On July 25th, 2012, a U.S. Chinook helicopter was downed by one of them, not destroyed, only because the idiot Taliban didn't arm the missile. The helicopter didn't explode, but it had to land, and an ordnance team recovered the missile's serial number, which led back to a cache of Stinger missiles kept in Qatar by the CIA. Obama and Hillary were in full panic mode, so Ambassador Stevens was sent to Benghazi to retrieve the rest of the Stinger missiles. This was a do-or-die situation, which explains the stand-down orders, which were given to multiple rescue teams during the siege of the U.S. embassy. It was the State Department, not the CIA, that supplied the Stinger missiles to our sworn enemies, because General Petraeus at the CIA would not approve supplying the deadly missiles due to their potential use against commercial aircraft. So then, Obama threw General Petraeus under the bus when he refused to testify in support of Obama's phony claim of a, quote, spontaneous uprising caused by a YouTube video that insulted Muslims. Obama and Hillary committed treason. This is what the investigation is all about, why she had a private server in order to delete the digital evidence, and why Obama, 2 weeks after the attack, told the UN that the attack was the result of a YouTube video, even though everyone knew that it wasn't. And it just goes on and on. But remember, this was the instigation of the distraction of the Russiagate scandal, the claims of Donald Trump being involved with Russia that everybody involved knew was totally false from the very beginning. So it's like, it's the most tangled web you can possibly imagine. As you go down these rabbit holes, it's like they're giving missiles to our enemies to fight a proxy war that's undeclared and has no congressional approval. And then to cover that up, they have a email server that they wipe and delete and hide and disguise. And that's another thing that we've been saying forever, right? It's not that the email server itself was the crime. That was the covering up of the crime. The email server held the evidence of the much greater crime and the much greater acts of treason, sedition, I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's just business as usual nowadays. I mean, when you really look at how the American government has behaved over the last 50 years, it's not like this is even out of the ordinary. It's just violently illegal and has nothing to do with the interest of actual American people and our way of life or our well-being or anything of the sort. It's just power games. It's just geopolitical chess that they're playing, sacrificing real human lives to achieve their despicable ends. So all of that's just the groundwork. All of that's just the background to the FBI getting with the Clinton camp, whatever you want to call it, campaign, foundation, organization, crime ring, mob family, CIA front, I mean, whatever you want to call it. They get with them and they drop immediately four investigations, legitimate investigations into what was going on with the Clintons, just drop them out of nowhere and actually go on TV and claim that the investigations concluded and that they didn't come up with enough to charge Hillary Clinton. In the most bizarre statement maybe ever spoken by an FBI leader, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, I remember where I was. Like, I remember being at my grandparents' house and like getting an alert that was like, the FBI is about to make a statement on the Clinton investigations because they've been going on forever. And we knew that there was so much criminality there. I mean, just, and it was right running up to the election, and it was like, this is it. They've got something. They're going to charge her. They're going to reveal what they know. And he goes on TV and says, yes, what she did was illegal. Yes, we have the evidence of her doing the illegal thing, knowing it was illegal, but we can't prove intent, so we're not going to charge her. Literally going on TV and saying, yes, the Clinton campaign, or Clinton herself as Secretary of State, behaved illegally, but no, we're not going to charge her. I mean, it was such a shocking and bizarre thing to have happen, and yet in the background of all of that, they're starting and instigating investigations into Donald Trump that are totally and completely baseless. I mean, it's false flag on top of cover up, on top of fake investigation, all being coordinated, by the way, with the intent that Hillary Clinton would win. See, they did all of this stuff. They went so above and beyond and were so obvious and blatant and open with their treasonous activities, texting each other. We have an insurance plan. See, that insurance plan was get Hillary Clinton elected. She's in our pocket. We're in her pocket. We pat each other's backs. We have each other's, you know, interest in this. So once she's president, she'll cover all of this up. You realize if Donald Trump hadn't won in 2016, none of this would have ever even been made public. None of it would have been revealed. We wouldn't have known the first thing about this. Likely, the only thing that would have happened was they would have continued the fake investigation. They would have fabricated more falsified evidence, and they would have actually charged Donald Trump, and he'd probably be sitting in prison right now if they weren't going to like actually execute him for treason, because God only knows how far these people are willing to go. And so that's the other thing that you really have to understand, that these people did all of this thinking that they were going to get away with it, like thinking they were going to win, thinking they were going to be able to cover all of it up and get Hillary Clinton in office. It was Donald Trump's election that didn't allow any of that to happen, and truly was an unexpected major negative development in the lives of these people. However, everyone involved in this is still free, is still walking around, is still just doing what they've been doing the entire time. It's almost impossible to explain just how thoroughly corrupt the FBI is and just what a threat this is to just everything, just literally everything. So we'll just try to go down like a list of just what the FBI has been up to in the next segment. Not even counting what the DHS has been up to, what the CIA has been up to, what the NSA has been up to, what all, I mean, we are just a collection of spy agencies at this point with a subject people funding it and taking the blame for their actions. That is the American status at this point. We're not a country. We're just a cabal of spies and their victims, their cattle, the people they farm for money in order to carry out their misdeeds. Stay with us. We'll get into it on the other side.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most powerful that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. It is Sunday, the 21st of May, and we are deep behind enemy lines here in Austin, Texas. You know, while we talk about everything that's going on, getting into one of the primary tools of the globalists in their campaign against humanity, the spy agencies, the other various unaccountable, permanent, deep state government apparatuses that we have to deal with continuously. And at the same time, we've got just the transgender mind control program mixed with the chemical accelerant, you might say, of the PFAs and the atrazine and the other various hormonal manipulators that have brought us to this point and is also tearing our country apart and our children apart, for that matter, from the inside out. You also have the war in Ukraine going south as they continue to wage an undeclared war against a nuclear-armed superpower without even the justification of, like, a use of force. Like, they aren't even saying these people are terrorists, so we're allowed to do this under some 30-year-old justification. They don't even bother. They're just doing it now. to defend democracy, after all. No one voted for it. No one wants it. But it's democracy, so it's being forced down our throat. None of this makes any sense. But at the same time, you have just the race war being kindled, being fostered, being accelerated, and everything. Like, all of this plays into the divide and conquer takeover of the world, the installation of global governance that even the WHO is just calling by name now. WHO leader this weekend said literally that we need global governance to deal with the next pandemic. Sort of forgetting, I guess, that it was the global government that's currently in operation that both created the virus in the lab, in my opinion, released it on purpose, and then coordinated the reaction to bring about the economic destruction of America and psychological destruction of the world over. And while we talk about all of this, the Bilderberg Group is meeting to plot the next step in their scheme of world domination. Yeah, they can't stand up on their own, but they can certainly destroy your whole family, leave you a quivering mess. Support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we have at band.video the Press for Truth channel. Dan Dix is in Lisbon, Portugal, capturing what's going on at the Bilderberg conference. Even the fact that Bilderberg is just a public conference at this point is really a victory for InfoWars. Said this on my show a bunch, but does everybody remember for about 40, 45 years or so, they pretended that the Bilderberg group didn't exist and that the Bilderberg meetings didn't happen. And if you claimed that they did, you were a crazy conspiracy theorist. So this is the process that the entire New World Order global government system has had to go through. See, they used to be able to operate totally in secret because they had the mainstream media in their pocket. They could do whatever they wanted and it would all be covered up. Then people like Alex Jones came along, blew the lid off the whole thing, and so they had to change their tactic. They had to contend with reality. They don't have total absolute control. Not yet. They might soon, but as of now, and even more so in the last, couple decades with the advent of the internet, you had people like Alex Jones and others exposing what was going on outside of the control of the mainstream media. And so they had to change their tactics. So now they say, okay, yeah, we are meeting. Yeah, we are doing this, but it's because we love you. It's because we're good and we're saving the earth, actually, that we're doing this secret meeting with all of the elites and the corporate masters and the mainstream media and the crowned princes and all these other despicable scumbags. But even their pretending to be open now is just obviously false, because you've got like a list of attendees that doesn't include the people that people like Dan Dix are catching on camera being at Bilderberg. So like Yuval Noah Harari wasn't on the official attendee list, but was photographed seen going into the Bilderberg meeting. So it's all a lie. They just do nothing but lie the entire time. And everybody is waking up to this at this point. The Great Awakening is on. And that's why you see an acceleration of their tactics. But the acceleration of the awakening happens in tandem. So, I mean, we've got a really good chance at this. It's just we have to stick the course and continue to expose these people for what they are. And you can support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, make it easy for you to do so by giving you the best products on the market at a fantastic price. I guess you could call it a true 360 win. That's what I would call it, a true 360 win. But let's get back to the FBI, shall we? Shall we get back to our good friends, the Patriots, the stalwarts at the FBI? Because I was having trouble just even encapsulating in my mind how many things have been revealed over the last couple of years, or even the last year or so, even just the last couple of months. Like, there's so much coming out that it's hard to fathom and it's hard to keep in your mind. So I started making just a little bit of a list, and then I found that the list was becoming too big, so I had to break it into categories. It's an unfinished list as of now, but all of these things are just within the last couple of months or so, because at the same time that you have the revelation with John Durham about the FBI lying and starting a false investigation, because they were sure, by the way, they were sure that Trump had something. They were sure that if they could just do this thing they call parallel construction, and everybody should know this by this point, they do parallel construction. They find something that can give them an excuse to get a warrant. because then they can go and spy because they have a hunch that there's going to be something else there. Right? So if you think somebody is, you know, I don't know, trafficking drugs or whatever, but you can't get anything legal on them, like nothing that can be presented in court, then you have to find a different crime that they've committed and then use that to get the warrant to search, knowing that you're going to find the drugs there and charge them for what you will really want to charge them for. See, you have to remember, the FBI, the majority of FBI agents are all ex-lawyers. They're all ex-public defendants or public prosecutors that get recruited into the FBI. The FBI is not like college athletes or like the top of their class at the police academy. No, they're all lawyers. So they do things in a very lawyerly way. So this was parallel construction. They used this falsified evidence in order to get the warrant to spy on Trump, knowing for sure, being certain that he had something there that they would then be able to find and frame him with and stop him from becoming president. But he was too smart for them. So they came up with nothing. But this is all just the latest in a very, very long history. Very storied, a very busy history, I should say, over the very recent past of what the FBI has been up to. Biden accused of pressuring FBI to fabricate extremist threat, right? These are rank-and-file FBI agents accusing the Biden administration of exaggerating the threat of white supremacists that they knew not to be true. Another whistleblower said FBI is creating a false narrative, reclassifying normal apolitical crimes as being white supremacist right-wing crimes. That was another one from all the way back in September of 2022. FBI agent says we have more people assigned to investigate white supremacy than there are white supremacists that we're finding. This gives you an idea of just the true level of and scale of this. Whistleblowers at two different times came to the House Judiciary and blew the whistle on the FBI, one of them saying that the FBI leadership was pressuring agents to artificially pad domestic terrorism data, and the other one coming to say that this is from the House Judiciary GOP, new whistleblower information reveals the FBI is moving agents off of sexual abuse investigations to instead pursue political investigations. The whistleblower recounted being told that, quote, child sexual abuse investigations are no longer an FBI priority. So let the child sex trafficking continue. They have higher goals in mind, like targeting Catholics for going to church and pro-life people for waving a sign outside of a Planned Parenthood. That's what they're really interested in. And then you have just the litany of FBI investigations or instigations when it comes to like kicking down the door of Roger Stone, but telling CNN to be there so they can capture it on film first, or going after Mike Lindell, claiming he was going to conspire to steal somebody's identity and arresting him. I mean, this list just goes on and on and on. It almost doesn't end. It's almost like these organizations should be broken up and scattered to the wind in 1,000 different pieces. Maybe. I don't know. That's just me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Today might be a good day to go revisit that old classic Alex Jones documentary Endgame, which is just as relevant today as it ever was, especially with Bilderberg meeting in Lisbon, Portugal. You can find videos on all of this, of course, at band.video and InfoWars.com. Articles as well at Bilderberg's Big Wig Bash. Two things are guaranteed, Kissinger and secrecy. And I think I can explain what's going on here. The, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati, New World Order, Global Government, World Economic Forum, whatever label you want to put on it. This group of tyrants decided that America would be their vessel for domination by occupying the top spots in the American government, the unelected deep state, spy state positions. They could have unlimited power, essentially, right? Who has more power in America than the FBI and the CIA? They can cover up anything. They can make any demands under the claim of national security, of course. This is national security, so you can't talk about it. You can't ask questions. We don't have to answer them. National security. So they occupy these top spots, and for several decades, they had just massive success with this because they had control of the mainstream media and were able to keep the American people as unwitting participants in their wider schemes. Then came along people like Alex Jones. Then everything sort of started breaking down. Donald Trump was a big part of this as well. Biggest awakening of our lifetimes, or maybe in the history of the world during 2016. Not even from what Trump said or did, but from the reaction to him. And the way that people saw that the people in positions of power in our country were willing to disregard laws, morals, any restrictions of the Constitution in order to get their way, like that was the real awakening. It was people just opening their eyes to what's been going on the entire time. And so because they chose America as their vessel for world domination, because they chose us as their, I don't know how you'd put it, like their muscle men, right? They create a little conflict somewhere in the Middle East. They arm some dictator, and then they send American soldiers to go in and burn the whole place down and make off with the money. Because they chose us, we're the only ones who can stop them. Because they chose us to occupy and to manipulate to their own ends, we are now the biggest threat to them because we're the only ones who can stop them because, hey, they made a good choice. America is the most powerful, dominant country in the history of the world. So why wouldn't they choose us, right? But the problem is that we have this little thing in us. We have this little part of our history that has to do with rebellion and revolution and undying liberty and God-given rights. So they may have actually chosen poorly at the end of the day, because as Americans started to wake up to what they were up to, as they started to realize that we'd been used as patsies the entire time, people at the top realized we're in great danger. We are in great danger now, because now the people that we've chosen to use as tools for world domination are turning on us, and we have to clamp this down. So they started to go to war with the American people, a war that still rages today in various different forms, whether it's the psychological chemical war, attempting to quite literally breed us out of existence, or the just psychological fracturing that they're causing by fabricating unimportant conflicts into massive conflagrations that tear families apart and leave us hopeless and dejected. Or whether it's the just FBI targeting Americans, saying that white supremacy is the biggest threat ever, when there's absolutely no justification for that claim in the slightest. It doesn't matter. They're doing it anyway. And we're seeing how they do it. Now you have this. Dim senator pushes bill to form federal agency to police and fine Americans for misinformation and hate speech. Because it really is an information war, folks. They understand that. We understand that. That's why we've been targeted so much, and that's why they target you so much. Those who deviate from the official narrative will be fined for spreading misinformation. And, of course, this comes on the heels of the disinformation board that never actually went away but was just reconfigured and merged into other DHS programs. So you've got the DHS simultaneously starting entire programs and building buildings, hiring tens of thousands of people to bring in to, you know, censor and manipulate American opinion to protect the globalists who are destroying and using our country, while simultaneously opening the border to millions and perhaps tens of millions of unvetted illegal immigrants who are ferried here by the UN and NGOs and your tax dollars. I mean, it is a full-scale war that we're waging at this point. And so because they chose us to occupy, I don't even like saying that, they chose, as if we're lucky to be chosen. Us? Oh, you choose us? It's like, yeah, the brain parasite chose you. Yes, that's true. Yes, the bug that went in your ear while you were sleeping and now controls your nervous system. Yeah, they chose us, just like a mind control parasite chooses its victim. Foreign malign influence in her. Yeah. So because they choose us, we are now the biggest threat to them, and they are working feverishly to stop the awakening and stop us from realizing what they're doing and setting it right. It's not about vengeance. It's not about they want to be in charge and we want to be in charge. We have to fight it out. It's about the rule of law. It's about our historic and genetic disposition towards freedom, liberty, justice, what used to be called the American way. Now we're being run by these creepy weirdos. You know, he blocked me on Twitter just because I posted that picture. He said something. I said, hey, what face do you think he makes when he tweets? Now Peter Strzok has blocked me, Harrison, on Twitter. How dare he? I guess he doesn't like being reminded of his own visage, but none of these people do. I mean, hell, at the end of the day, they might have ultimate earthly power. They might have unlimited money and the ability to murder at will and cover up their crimes and all that. But at the end of the day, they got to look in the mirror, and that's the real tragedy. They got to see themselves looking back, and that's what really pisses them off. And what all of this is, their misguided outrage over. And I mean, that's just, I mean, when you talk about what the DHS has been up to, I mean, now I guess they've got this senator who's trying to give them political cover to do it. Because this is the way that it works, and this is another thing we're figuring out from the Durham report, is that the spy agencies just operate in a totally rogue fashion, just completely abandon their constitutional limitations, just override and take for themselves undue authority that is not theirs to exercise. And then they have the Democrats to come in and to shut up the whistleblowers and to give the interviews on the media that make the corruption seem not as bad as it is. So there's this partnership with the Democratic Party and the intelligence agencies that goes back decades, but that we're again seeing evinced here. Dem senator pushes bill to form federal agency to police and fine Americans for misinformation and hate speech. It's Democrat Senator Michael Bennett introduced the Digital Platform Commission Act last week, which would form a de facto ministry of truth called the Federal Digital Platform Commission. And, you know, when we're talking about all the stuff that the FBI is up to, do I even need to remind you about the Twitter files? I mean, at the same time that they're launching disinformation centers and targeting Catholics for their faith or pro-life people for their stance or mothers who are concerned about what's being taught to their children and labeling them domestic terrorists and kicking down their door at 5 a.m. to haul them off at gunpoint in front of their children. At the same time they're doing that, they also have literally hundreds of agents and ex-agents infiltrating big tech companies and forcing them to silence uncomfortable information that they would rather not have spread. A multi-front informational war that they are really desperate to portray as if they're winning. But this might be the, you call it the Bakhmut syndrome, where they act like something is, they act like their victory is assured until it's not, and then they act like they never cared anyway. And we'll talk a little bit about Ukraine in the next hour. And again, we'll try to zoom out a little bit, take a bird's eye view of this situation and see everything that, how all of this really ties in together. That's what makes conspiracy theorists sound crazy, is like you can literally jump from Hillary Clinton's email server to climate change. And people are like, whoa, you're crazy, man. It's like, no, all of these things are intricately intertwined. All of these things are progressing the same agenda. It's an anti-human agenda. It's a cult of death. It is a prelude to an impenetrable system without the ability of revolution. And we'll get into how all this plays together. Coming up, Durham is going to testify to Congress on May 25th. The second Brunson case is on the SCOTUS docket, and that'll be decided by May 24th. The CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, is going to be deposed about his money laundering accusations with Epstein. That'll be on the 26th and 27th. And then you've got impeachment proceedings against Schiff and others. It's going to be a very interesting week, folks.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show has begun. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Alex Jones. Remember, support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Survivor Shield X3 is back in stock, still 25% off. Frankly, shocked it's lasted this long. This stuff flies off the shelves. Even before it was back, I had callers call in that were like, I bought 5 bottles, but I ran out. So make sure to stock up now on Survivor Shield X3. By the way, the bottle seems small. There's 90 doses in this. 90 servings in this one little bottle. So it might seem little, but it packs a punch. I mean, if you take it every day as directed, it's like 3 months worth of nascent iodine here. Nascent tri-iodine. Most powerful stuff on the market at 25% off now. InfoWarsStore.com. See what it can do for you. You never know what it's going to do, actually. It's one of those things where if you're low on iodine, maybe you think like, yeah, this is just the way I am. You know, I'm just always this, I don't know, always this tired or always this whatever. I'm always even nervous to talk about this because I'm no doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice here. But you know, if you have a lack of iodine, you might be experiencing things you think are just like just something that's wrong with you, something that there's nothing to be done about it. And you try iodine, you're like, oh my God, now I understand. I was just low on iodine. And now that I'm up to par, I had a friend who told me he sleeps an hour less a night because he takes iodine. That's not a claim. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. What I'm saying is you don't know what's going to happen for you. The only thing to do is to try it and see what it's like with an appropriate and human level of iodine that's been denied to you because of the denuding of the soil and the other various chemical aspects of this full spectrum information war that we are under. And on that note, I want to go to a video now. This is number 3 on my list. It's a friend of the show, Sovereign Bra. He goes by Sovereign Bra on Twitter. His name's Chase. Here he is on a podcast touching on something that I think every info warrior needs to understand if you want to encapsulate or truly comprehend the holistic conspiracy that we're under. The real purpose of all of this and why we say things like these people are satanic. Here's Chase, aka Sovereign Bra, explaining it in part.
Transhumanism angle when it comes to the end times, I think to me that's the one that I look out for the most, because I believe that the promise of the Antichrist will be basically Neuralink and transhumanism. Hey, if you get this stuff implanted into your body, you'll be able to live forever and you'll have godlike intelligence.
Yep.
Right? That's the promise of transhumanism. That is the exact same promise that the serpent gave to Eve in the garden when he tempted her with the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, surely you will not die. God is just trying to hide this godlike knowledge from you. Just take it and then you'll be like God.
So it's the same promise of the serpent with likely the same outcome if you believe it. But this is beyond the metaphorical. This is literal. You understand right now as we speak, there are billionaires and scientists who are sure they are either on the cusp of or have already achieved life extension technologies. I'm sure everybody remembers a few weeks ago when they showed a mouse. I mean, you could see it physically. It went from like gray fur and old looking to young and vibrant looking. They have life extension technology. They think they are on the cusp of being able to live forever. Now imagine how incompatible immortality is with life on Earth. You can't have everybody be immortal. Obviously, infinite growth, infinite life with no death. It's impossible. So the billionaires we know are obsessed with two things: immortality and sustainability. Well, these two things go hand in hand. See, they are feverishly at work trying to establish a system in which they are able to take advantage of the immortality technology, where they will live forever and rule over the rest of humanity, who will be engaged in a competition to serve them in order to be welcomed into their ranks and given the immortality technology that they have. They're literally setting themselves up to be gods or as close as human beings can get to God, that is immortal and able to bestow immortality on others, it's an incompatible idea with the current system that we have. That's what the Great Reset's all about. That's what sustainability and climate change and social credit scores, it's all about setting up a world in which they can openly engage in these techniques of immortality. When you understand that, you just play it out in your mind, you see how all of this makes perfect sense in their eyes.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show has begun. Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. About anything we're talking about or anything you think we should be talking about, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Now, I want to talk about two things that might seem separate, but they certainly coincide and play into each other. That is the climate change agenda, so-called, and the very successful strategy of the globalists, of using debt as a control system. So I think we'll start with that. I want to start with clip number two here. IMF and the World Bank are economic enslavers. How does this play out in the real world? Well, here's a African leader to explain exactly that. Clip number two.
When the IMF and the World Bank were created in Bretton Woods in New Hampshire in the United States, it was in 1944. None of the African countries participated in its creation. It was British and American economists, and it was specifically designed at that time during the rebuilding of Europe, the implementation of the Marshall Plan. And when we regained our independence as African countries, were then grafted into it, IMF and World Bank are economic enslavers. What they are designed to do is to ensure that we are in a perpetual state of debt. You can never get out of IMF and Bretton Woods institutions generally, because they want to ensure that they control your economy. And when they control your economy, they control your politics. And when they control your politics, they control you. And when they control you, they bring in military bases. And when they bring in military bases, they determine who governs you, because if you don't play ball, they are going to instigate the armies to overthrow you. Because in any event, African armies want to be trained in Sandhurst. They still want to be trained in the United States of America. So their world view is still dictated by those foreign powers.
So that's a pretty good little summation there of how debt is used to enslave countries. I mean, I really love how he lays it out, right? It is almost metaphorical, right? It's like metaphysical, something about it, that like, if you accept the help, if you invite in the vampire, then they can suck your blood, right? But you have to open the door. You have to welcome them in. And even on that note, you know, we could go on and on about it, but well, I won't get sidetracked. I won't get sidetracked. I want to talk about immortality more. But yeah, if you've ever watched our show, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the various sort of like transcendental intellectual properties, you could say. Things like Lord of the Rings, things like Star Wars or Harry Potter, these things that are like beyond popular. Every single one of them, the bad guy is obsessed with not dying. Star Wars, like that's why Darth Vader turns bad, because he wants to defeat death. Voldemort literally means flee from death in French. So they're like, there's something intrinsic about this that like, even without our knowledge, hits us subconsciously. And we understand that this is what it's all about. But I've said it before, the conspiracy, as it were, is not necessarily a web. It's not like a, you know, there's data points and they all connect and you can picture it in different ways, but it's more like a fractal. It's more like a fractal pattern in that you can look at a fractal pattern and it looks like a little swirl, and then you zoom out 1,000 times and it looks exactly the same. And you zoom out 1,000 times and it looks exactly the same, because it's just a repeating pattern that they can implement everywhere. So when you look at what they do to countries, understand it's exactly what they're doing to individuals. It's exactly what they do to smaller groups and what they do to individuals. It doesn't matter how much you zoom in or how far you zoom out. It's the same patterns and techniques, whether it's the debt that they use to limit growth and control you, right? They do it with governments, as just explained there through the IMF. They do it to people, and they'll increasingly weaponize this system through ESG and social credit scores and digital currency. And this will be the limiting factor that keeps people in their caste, in the level of importance. And it's based off carbon, the like building block of life, right? But now that's being tied into debt. And so the people at the top, as we saw, and this was a part of the paving the psychological way, getting people used to the idea that you might be subject to these rules, but the people at the top, they're above them, right? You were not allowed to go to Australia during COVID. Now, the leader of Google was, though. I mean, they wrote it into their laws during COVID. COVID was another just major aspect of this, getting people used to these ideas, right? How many videos did we see of people like AOC or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi where they're the only ones not masked, and everybody else had to be masked, right? They were putting it in your face. They were showing you, we are in charge. We do not have to abide by the same rules that you do. Everybody's heard, right? You will have nothing and you'll be happy. There's a part that's missing from that when most people say those two things, no privacy and you'll be happy, no money and you'll be happy. The third thing is no privacy. They say you'll have no privacy and you'll be happy. And there was a video that went viral last week of Klaus Schwab explaining this and saying, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, then there's nothing to be worried about, you know? It's just like, okay. And when you hold your meetings, when you go to Bilderberg or to World Economic Forum, they'll have 5,000 soldiers ensuring their privacy. So they get to be absolutely private. They get to own everything. It's you that will have no privacy and know nothing. And this is the dichotomy that they're setting up. This is the neo-feudal order that they're establishing, where there will be, they'll get all the benefits of being feudal lords, of being nobles, right? They'll be above the law. They will own everything, and everybody else will be serfs underneath them, but they won't have that, you know, pesky noblesse oblige. They won't have the obligations of feudal lords, because you won't even be able to know who they are. They'll be totally secretive, and I mean, you know the name George Soros. You don't know the 24 George Soroses that are in operation right now. He just likes the attention and is acting as a lightning rod for the rest of them. So as you see the way that they use debt to enslave countries, they're using it in exactly the same way to enslave human beings. And they're doing this through the most ridiculous and unjustifiable claims of climate change that are just blatantly absurd, on their face, ridiculous. InfoWars has this story. Exxon crushes progressive dreams that net zero has any chance by 2050. It would mean collapse in global standard of living. Well, that's kind of the purpose. I think they know that, actually. I think they're in favor of that. See, it's people who are desperate and on the cusp of death and just trying to survive. They are the ones that are easy to control. When people are prosperous, when they have families and communities and leisure time to spend thinking about these things, then they represent a threat. So if you keep people in a state of desperation, keep people on a starvation diet, and again, you can see, you know, do it to a country, it works, do it to a person, it works, do it to a little, you know, cult group of 100 people, it works. The more you zoom out, it looks exactly the same. It's these tactics being used. So you almost have to, like, feel bad for these people that are like, they can't do this. It would make everybody's life miserable. And it's like, that's the point. Like, you poor innocent child. How do you not realize that making everyone miserable and collapsing everything into a state of despair and desperation is the most useful thing they could possibly do? Like, to them, that is the point. That's actually a necessary prerequisite for the rest of what they want to implement. So while this Exxon guy is like, net zero would make everyone miserable, he doesn't realize that that's the point, that's the purpose, it's the desire of all of these measures, is to keep people bastardized, right, dislocated, not a part of a community, certainly not a part of a nation, and not even able to have the prosperity to maintain those sorts of things.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets at Peterburg.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in both in your tank.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we will be taking your calls this segment, and we'll also be getting into the Ukraine war a little bit later this hour. Sort of fits into all of this, because after all, they'll tell us, in all sincerity, that we have to protect Ukraine, because Ukraine's a democracy. It's for the sake of democracy that we have to fight and spend hundreds of billions of dollars. Another $325 million promised to Biden as of yesterday, and then there was an accounting error, maybe a decimal got misplaced or something. I'm not sure what accounts for a accounting error where $3 billion that was supposed to be sent to Ukraine didn't get sent, so now they're like, so we're sending another $3 billion, but it's the same $3 billion. It was an accounting error, so it's just another $3 billion, but it's the same $3 billion. Stop asking questions. It's for the sake of democracy, after all. While simultaneously just imposing the most tyrannical measures you can possibly imagine on all of our countries in complete disregard to the democratic will. Whether it's 15-minute cities where when they announced it for Oxford in the UK, they literally said the phrase, whether you like it or not, right? 90% of the people polled said, no, we don't want it. Well, too bad you're getting it anyway. In Ireland, the mass immigration that's going on, they did another similar poll, 78% said they did not want open border mass immigration to Ireland. Well, they're getting it anyway because it's a democracy after all. What about in the Netherlands? Destroying the farms. They had a election a few months ago. The Farmer Party came out of nowhere, never existed before, and dominated elections everywhere they were held. Nobody in the Netherlands of the regular people, of the actual farmers and the people affected by this, none of them actually want these measures to be imposed, but the EU demands them, so they're being imposed in a top-down way by their PM, Mark Rutte, who's currently in Lisbon, Portugal, at the Bilderberg meeting. So, again, we'll get into Ukraine. Just worth reminding you that the democracy that they claim we're fighting for is entirely imaginary, completely illusionary, does not exist. If the people at the World Economic Forum or the EU or the UN, the real global government that right now is in session, right? It's in Congress at the Bilderberg meeting. They come together and they set policy and then they all disperse to their various national positions where they implement the policy decided by the global government, completely outside of even your observation, let alone your input or decision making. But they will be spending hundreds of billions of your dollars and possibly wasting your blood to save democracy. It's just on its face ridiculous, just like the ESG score nonsense is on its face ridiculous. There's a couple of these stories from InfoWars and Fox News. Exxon crushes progressive dreams of net zero. Has any chance by 2050? It could mean a collapse in global standard of living. Yes, it does mean that. It will mean that, and that is the purpose of it. Should have you know. John Kerry targets agriculture as part of climate crusade. Special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry, warned Wednesday the world can't tackle climate change without first addressing the agricultural sector's emissions. They say nitrogen is the big issue. Tom Fitton posted this saying they want to starve us. And essentially said, I believe his quote was, you know, farm confiscation is not off the table. And this respond to by somebody named Super B who says, now nitrogen is dangerous. Nitrogen is 78% of our atmosphere. Population control by starvation has been around for millennia. Well, starvation allows rationing. A rationing allows for control. I've said before, you know, if you thought that, you know, I'm sick because you're not vaccinated was ridiculous, try I'm starving because you have food. It's certainly coming. It's certainly happening. And it certainly is as outrageous, nonsensical, and ridiculous as you can possibly imagine. I want to go now to this video, clip number 5, where I think this is Vivek. Who is this? I can't remember. I didn't write it down. You'll recognize him. He's talking about BlackRock's ESG movement and just how, again, on its face, it is nonsensical to the point of absurdity. I mean, and everything about this is. I keep mentioning these things. I'm sure our audience is sick of me hearing me talk about this, but I mean, they literally stop burning coal and then they take old growth forest from British Columbia and Virginia, chop the trees down, ship them across the Atlantic Ocean and burn them and then say we're net zero, carbon zero. We didn't burn coal, so no emissions. It's like they're literally burning forest instead of coal and saying it's for the sake of the environment. Just one of their many outrageous claims. And of course, you know, what's happening in the Netherlands and elsewhere and what John Kerry wants to bring here is the elimination of family farms, eliminating the small cattle holders and, you know, small scale farmers in favor of massive, disgusting factory farms. That much should be obvious and horrifying. But let's go now to clip number 5. Here's the shocking truth behind BlackRock's ESG hypocrisy.
So then it should be a mystery that you want to shift carbon production from the United States, where you tell companies like Exxon and Chevron to stop producing, to places like China, like PetroChina on the other side of the world.
Yep.
And by the way, this is exactly what the ESG movement, it's like the apostles of this church, right? So BlackRock is like an apostle of this Spanish Inquisition style church. BlackRock forces companies like Exxon and Chevron to drop oil production to meet net zero standards by 2050. I don't subscribe to the tenets of this religion, but I understand this religion. Yet literally some of the same companies buying up those same projects on the other side of the planet are PetroChina, who BlackRock is a large shareholder of, without telling PetroChina to adopt any of those same emissions caps. This is nuts if you think that you care about reducing carbon emissions. And it's not even, as I was alluding to methane emissions before, it's not even net neutral. Methane, even if you subscribe to this crazy religion, is 80 times worse for global warming than carbon dioxide.
So again, it's just absurdity piled upon absurdity. Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy. BlackRock proclaims a climate risk investment risk, yet stays conspicuously quiet about China risk. BlackRock imposes ESG constraints on Chevron while refusing to do so for PetroChina. Here's why Xi Jinping's boot is on Larry Fink's neck and U.S. leaders are Chinese lapdogs. See, I disagree with that last sentence. My interpretation of this is, as I laid out before, I mean, China is the model because the point of all of this, the point of everything that they're doing, in order to establish, you know, a world in which they can rule forever as immortal kings, right, over the rest of humanity in a global government slave system, the only way that they can achieve that is by having some system that is revolution-proof. China is revolution-proof. Look at what happened in Hong Kong. For months, you had a massive revolution essentially taking place. It's gone away now. I mean, it's China now. It's just China, straight up. I mean, with social credit scores, you can just imagine what it would take to start a revolution in China and how utterly impossible that would be. So that's the model. So once they have a world in which revolution is impossible, then they can do anything they want to you. Then they can treat you with any sort of unequal treatment that they desire. And there's nothing you can do about it. So that's what they're using China to refine and then export the social government revolution-proof system to the rest of the world. It's not that China has its boot on Larry Fink's neck. It's that they have their hand in his hand as they shake hands in this agreement to enslave the world and each play their parts. And they're doing it to save the earth, of course, because they're such heroes and they love you. All right, we'll be right back to your calls.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time-release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today. Remember, support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We got your phone calls now. Go to some names I don't recognize. Let's go to Bart in Georgia, who wants to talk about the Durham report. Thanks for calling in, Bart. You're on the air.
What do you mean you don't recognize me, sir?
Well, I was letting you slip in under the wire there.
Anyway, the Durham report is a sham. The analogy is when I got married in the Philippines, it was a sham. And you want to know how that turned out?
No. Why do you say it's a sham?
The Durham report, everything the federal government is putting out is full of lies. Now, only half truth they told is they didn't have anything because they had to admit it, I guess. They didn't have anything.
Well, I mean, it certainly is disappointing that nothing has come of it. I mean, they exposed everything and laid it out in very clear detail. What would you have liked to see it include?
Some action where they actually did something about it, because it's just all talk without any action.
Yeah. No, I agree. And like I said, I mean, the Durham report, personally, there's nothing in it that I was like, oh, my God, what? Like, shocked that they included it. It's just like, okay, so here's the date that it happened on. Like, we knew it happened. We just didn't know the date and maybe didn't know, like, who exactly was intricately involved. But we had a general idea. So, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's sort of our perennial condition here is like, okay, that's good, but it's not enough. Okay, it's like kind of nice to see people waking up, but also we could have used this 10 years ago. I say it all the time. Every time I go on, because I have certain websites I go to gather news, one of them, just to keep myself tuned into the normie wavelength, Google News. For the last month or so, every single day, there's been a story on Google News about PFAS, about polyfluoroalkylides, or whatever they're called. You know, poison, the plastic poison that destroys your genes. Every single day, there's a story about this. And it's like, on one hand, good. I'm glad you're talking about it. On the other hand, why were you calling Alex Jones a idiot conspiracy theorist 20 years ago for talking about this when we could have done something about it and stopped it in its tracks? Now that it's just completely saturated and absolutely everywhere and there's basically no going back, now they'll talk about it. So similar thing with the Durham report. I agree with you, Bart. Thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Harrison Smith, good evening.
Good evening.
So all of these people, all of these bloodsuckers, all of these vampiric child molesters, they want your loosh. Loosh is bodily energy produced by you being a red-blooded American that likes to eat meat and drink clean water, and they want to energize themselves off of your own bodily energy. Obama wasn't lying. He is a lizard. Hillary Clinton is a lizard. They all like to, they smell like sulfur. It literally is, like, there is no joke. These people, that's what they are. These Democrats that want to turn your kids, and it's so disgusting. Harrison, that is so disgusting. They want to mutate your offspring to be what they would consider an easy gateway to energizing themselves through your...
I completely agree with you. I mean, it's shocking, but probably the most accurate speech ever written about the New World Order is the speech from General Jack D. Ripper and Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, right? Like, they're after your precious bodily fluids. But no, you're exactly right. And again, you know, this does all tie back in. I'm going to tie it all back in to the immortality idea, right? Because they've taken, well, they're perverting sex. Like, sex is the key to the continuation of us, of human beings, of your bloodline, your genetics. Like, that's how it's done. I don't think I need to educate anybody on how human beings procreate, but that's how it happens. So they take that and they pervert it and twist it and manipulate it into something horrible. And that's what the transgender community is about, taking away the most important aspect of it, which is the procreation part, and turning it into just the worst thing. They take what is the very special tool for your continuation and turn it into the tool for your destruction. And I completely agree with you. And look, money is also just a form of energy, right? It just represents time. It represents things you've worked for. So whether it's the tax dollars that are being spent by the hundreds of billions to deal with either the war in Ukraine or the problems at the border, I mean, that is your energy, your lifeblood being spilled just in a monetary form. Thanks for that call, James. Let's go to Derek in California. I want to talk about how to approach liberals with a gas mask and a 10-foot pole. Derek, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, it's good to be talking with you. The reason for the call is because there's a lot of things that people forget, and there's a topic of the heart, which is empathy and love for our, quote, enemy. They're really not our enemies. The liberals, and I'm calling because I'm in the heart of liberal America. I'm in the Bay Area, and I work for a company that funds a lot of the think tanks and actually houses think tanks for the New World Order. This is considered the New World Order of the West. In fact, for over 100 years here in the Bay Area, they've been planning the social order, and eugenics sprang from some of the think tanks that were here. Anyway, basically, the super liberal area that I'm in, a few years ago, we were having Black Lives Matter protests, et cetera, and people were taking a knee for 90 seconds. It was very interesting how the organization here was supporting that. We would get in the organization emails about Black Lives Matter, about education, that you need to learn about this, learn about that. It really bothered me, and I mention this just as an anecdote because it's powerful to show up to one of these rallies and get to see the chief HR officer look him in the eye and say, hey, you know, I'm completely for racial justice and all of this, but how can you rationalize supporting this political movement in light of our 501c3 status? And I saw his jaw and his mask drop, and his eyes just got, they bugged out a little bit. And he really got what I said. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't confrontational. I was just asking that question. And he said, that's an interesting point. And from that point on, we never saw another Black Lives Matter supporting email.
Because they're worried about losing their status as a nonprofit.
Exactly. And they probably never even thought about that their 501c3 status depended upon staying neutral for such political topics, et cetera. So there was not a single, there was no other rally on the Stanford campus. There was no other protest for Black Lives Matter on the Stanford campus. And the interesting thing is that everyone that was in support of it now, I don't see any more of those signs. All my Black friends have turned their back on this. They know it. For the fraud that it is, it took a little bit of time for the truth to come around.
Oh, even the Young Turks are like disavowing defund the police and are just like, we didn't mean to actually defund the police. Everybody.
Yes.
Again, it's like we're in this position where it's just like, yeah, we know everyone. Thanks for coming along. I mean, whether it's the vaccine program or I have the story here somewhere around here of, Justice Gorsuch coming out and saying, actually it was bad what happened during COVID. And it's like, okay, where were you 3 years ago? Like, that's one thing I don't get is why it takes these people like 3 years to figure out what we're trying to tell them. Like, we're literally saying it to them. They don't believe it. And then they come around 3 years later. I mean, and then the way the media portrays it is, I sort of get it, Derek, is that they go, well, Black Lives Matter isn't political. It's about Black lives. It's about loving everyone. And it's just like, it is clearly political. If you don't think it is, you're lying to yourself or you're being lied to. Very interesting call, Derek. Good luck there behind enemy lines. We'll be back with more of your phone calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex today. I'll be back on air tomorrow morning. I may have to save these Ukraine stories because I do want to keep going out to your phone calls in this final segment. Before we do that, let me remind you. Maybe I should change up how I say it. When I say everything we do here is thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com, you got to understand what I mean. From every show that we do, even the ones on Sunday, Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Show, The American Journal, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, sending our reporters to the border or to Bilderberg, band.video, and all of the great content that we have there that we control that can't be banned or censored or downplayed because we are the arbiters of that website. All of that is funded by one source, InfoWarsStore.com. So we don't have to answer to anybody except for you. And if you think we're doing our job, leading the, being the tip of the spear, leading the charge of the info war, even through all of the harassment and censorship and defamation that we've been under, we continue to champion this cause because we truly, deeply, sincerely, and for very good reason support the side of humanity against the technocratic transhumanist scumbags that are doing everything they can to divide and control us. So no matter your race, color, or your creed, we're on your side against these people, folks, the people that run the world. I mean, my God, how can you not be against these people? How can you fall for these people's lies over and over again? Well, we refuse to. And so we'll have to save Ukraine for tomorrow. But suffice it to say, I think time's going to show that We were right about Ukraine, just like we were right about COVID, just like we were right about Russiagate and right about the Iraq War and right about the Patriot Act and right about just about everything, because it's actually not that hard to be right about this stuff when you're not manipulated into lying, when you have nobody over you that can push you into the dishonest category or that wants you to just fudge the truth a little bit because they have greater agendas in mind that you might not be aware of. See, we don't have any of that. If you like what we do, you'll go to InfoWars Store and you'll support us and we'll continue to operate. If we fail in our mission, then you won't and we'll go away. I mean, that's just how it works. This is capitalism pure and simple. Of course, all of this is free. All of the information is free. Free to air, free to take down and upload yourself on your own social media. So this is all just icing on the cake. But you can support us in all of this. Support us in everything that we do solely, completely by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We rely on you. We thank you so much for all the support that you've given us over the years. And we hope to do it hopefully not long into the future. I mean, we will. I mean, if it's 20 years from now that we declare victory, then that's how long it's going to take. I'd like to see victory achieved before then. But no matter how long it takes, we will be here. We're all in. And we plan to play the hand. With that, let's go out to your phone calls once again. We'll just go down the list here. Actually, I want to go to Daryl and Brett, because both of them have called in about the same topic. Brett in Pennsylvania first. You've called in about this very bizarre story that was sort of just covered and then dropped. 30 tons of ammonium nitrate explosive just went missing from a train while in motion. The train operators just said it might have fallen off somewhere along the way. 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappearing. What's your take on this, Brett? What do you got for us? You're on the air.
Well, from what I understand, Harrison, that about 2 weeks ago, a train left Wyoming, headed to California, and one of those cars was loaded with 30 tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer pellets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's three times it took down the Oklahoma City Federal Building.
Yeah.
And when I checked it like 2 days ago, it was just gone. The train car was empty. So I'm thinking spooks. And you know why I'm thinking spooks? Because nobody in the mainstream is freaking out about it. No one's even talking about it. In this climate, they want to ratchet up the fear as much as possible and blame everything on white supremacy. They're not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it is so weird how they're just like, yeah, maybe it fell. Like, how does it fall off? Like, what? What does it even mean? Like, how could that even happen? It's an absurd claim, and yet that's what they're sticking with. And it is, you know, all the stories that I read say ammonium nitrate, which can be used as a fertilizer and also as an explosive. I'm pretty sure this was explosive grade. I'm pretty sure this was not fertilizer. I'm fairly certain this was like an explosive company, you know, a company that does this sort of stuff was transporting their ammonium nitrate that was, you know, explosive level stuff there. So, yeah, very bizarre, Brett. I'm not really sure what to make of it, quite honestly. But it'd be a little bit obvious if now there's like some ammonium nitrate explosion. I don't know. But hey, their false flags have gotten extremely obvious recently. So maybe they will do that. I want to get another person's take on this. Daryl in North Carolina called in right after you about the same topic. Daryl, what's your take on the story of 30 tons of this explosive just going missing up in smoke? It's gone.
Yeah. I mean, the story they're floating that it just fell out of a hole in the bottom of the train and it just sort of scattered along the rail line. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know that some organized group has got a hold of this stuff. Who it is, I don't know. You know, I'm about to do a deep dive into it. I want to know what agency's handling this, who's looking for it, what's going on. I don't, there's too many questions right now, but I'll tell you one thing that's got me personally worried is a couple of weeks ago, right around this time this stuff went missing, my daughter's school district, the Davie County School District, and one other one here in North Carolina, got a bomb threat. All the schools received bomb threats. And there's been no, I got texts on my phone, and there's been no information since then. So this coincides with the time of that stuff going missing. And this just, I haven't been able to think about anything since. And my spidey sense is just going off on this story.
It is very strange. It is very bizarre how little information's gone out about it and how they don't seem to be taking it that seriously. And that literally, I mean, if you haven't heard of the story, what Daryl said, they literally said it fell out of a hole in the train car and it's just gone. It's like, that's it. They're just like, aren't even coming up with a cover. It is very scary, Daryl. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they could do a lot. And in fact, I see Tom in Toronto has called in about the Oklahoma City bombing. So maybe this ties into it after all, it was an ammonium nitrate bomb that took out the Oklahoma City federal building, the Murrah building there. Tom in Toronto, thanks for calling in about the OKC bombing. Are you tying this into the ammonia thing, or you have a different topic or a different reason for discussing it?
No, I mean, we're either all like on the same frequency or maybe we're all nuts, but, I was watching old InfoWars and I was about 10 years ago. Just the other night I was watching it and it freaked me out to such a degree that I put a chair in front of my door when I went to bed at night.
Right.
Just with all like the missing CCTV footage. I don't have much of an intelligent point to make other than, I don't know if there's anything you can shed light on from what you've learned about it, because I've only been awake for about a year, so I'm kind of catching up.
Well,
on all these things that happened, but I mean that was
welcome to reality, man. Yeah, the OKC bombing is one of those that, I mean, it's up there with 9/11. Level, like, rabbit holes to go down. One of the interesting things that I just learned about it, I probably might not get the details right here, but when we went into Iraq the first time, in the first Gulf War, we thought that he was going to use anthrax on us because we had sold him anthrax. And so they had an experimental anthrax vaccine that they gave to all of our troops that had horrific side effects. It turned out to be unnecessary. Some didn't actually use the anthrax, but all of these shots were given to people. And apparently there was some giant class action lawsuit. And I mean, it was a major scandal, all of, you know, the fallout of giving all of our troops this unapproved vaccine to guard them from the weapon that we sold Saddam. Again, it's just layer upon layer of deception, deceit, manipulation, everything. But all of the documents for that lawsuit, all the information about that vaccine campaign was in the Murrah building. That exploded. That got destroyed when it exploded. And there's a ton of other stuff that was in the Murrah building that was eliminated because of the Oklahoma City bombing. And of course, that really kicked off the anti-militia movement that we now see sort of come to fruition and go full circle and actually arrive at the FBI telling us that white people are bad and white people are evil and they're the number one terror threat. I mean, that whole movement really got started with like Waco and Ruby Ridge and the Oklahoma City bombing, really kicked all of that off. So again, what we're fighting now is not, these are not new plans by the New World Order. The things that are going on now have been going on for decades, which is why it's going to take possibly decades to roll it all back, or it's a house of cards and it all comes tumbling down once enough people awaken. So we'll continue on our mission to awaken those people as we fight this all-important info war. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Sunday Night Live begins very soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.